What is up, everyone. It is another day, another time, and another week for your favorite Monday night show, which is Real Talk Monday. I got my girl, my sister up in the building, Miss Daisy. How you doing, sis?
I was great until I got on here, and y'all, he did not give me the memo that we're not wearing our shirts today. And he's all dressed up, so I'm feeling some type of...
I'm sorry. So, I will explain why I didn't give you that memo after we play the theme song and after we go into prayer. Because there's some other things I might have to apologize for shortly. So, we about to play this theme song and we about to go into prayer. All right, y'all? Let's go.
What is up? Everyone. It is another day, another time, and another week for Real Talk Monday.
Y'all, we're about to go to the Lord in prayer, and then I'm gonna apologize to Daisy about something else too. So let us pray. And dear Lord, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all that you have done and all that you are continuing to do. We thank you for keeping us from dangers seen and unseen, for protecting us, for providing for us, taking care of us, and delivering us as only you can. Lord, we praise you. And we magnify you for just being God and being God all by yourself, for looking beyond all of our faults and seeing exactly what we stand in need of. Lord, we'd ask you to bless this show as we try to give your name the praise on tonight. And we'd ask that you just continue to bless us and keep us in your holy and divine care. These men bless us in your son, Christ Jesus' name. Amen. All right.
Amen.
So, Daisy, I know you thought the topic was, can I brag on God? But I have another confession to make, and I apologize again, because this show is not about bragging on God. This show is about celebrating you. Your birthday is coming up. So this show tonight is all about you. I have gotten with some friends of mine and we have came together to celebrate Miss Daisy Mitchell. Happy early birthday, sis. Don't start crying.
When I tell you I'm going to get you.
I don't know what you mean.
When I tell you I'm going to get you, okay?
So,
sir.
So
Frank, I didn't personally tell you or mention anything about my birthday. I'm like, since you know I'm not on social media, I'm like, he's gonna forget, because mm-hmm. you must have it written down somewhere.
I do.
No, so, I'm your exercises this week.
So the first one that I'm gonna bring up is not available to come on camera, because it is a snow day for her. So the first one that I'm going to bring on camera is none other than one of our co-hosts of Real Talk Monday, Miss Tevez. How are you doing, Tevis?
Hey, guys. I am good. How are you both?
Good. How are you, Tevis?
I am good, Miss Daisy. Happy birthday, beautiful.
Thank you, darling.
Look, I'm looking rough today. It's a snow day here in Tennessee, and I am like laid up, two French braids in my head, like I'm from the country. I am from the country, but I'm looking rough. But I definitely did not want to miss the opportunity to brag about you. I know that we have not met in person. I know we've shared some show time together and, of course, shared James and this experience and all the things that I know that you have been doing, that you are doing, just speaks to who you are, your character, your beauty inside and out, your growth, which I admire so much. And I just definitely want to encourage you to keep pushing, keep growing, keep believing, keep having faith, and more than anything, keep loving God and loving yourself. So I wish not only on the 18th, but before and after and the rest of the year that you will have a blessed, beautiful, and prosperous year. And I pray that all your dreams and wishes come true. So happy birthday from me with an abundance of love.
Thank you, Travis. I appreciate it so much. Y'all. I'm about to get both of y'all.
You are very, very welcome.
You deserve it.
Absolutely.
Listen, I was getting ready to come on this show and tell all my business about how God has been good.
We're going to still do that.
Can still do that. You will definitely have an opportunity to still do that because we all need to hear that for sure.
Definitely. All right, so now that that surprise is done, I got another surprise for you. This one, you got to answer some questions to figure out who it is. So I'm going to leave Tevis up here, but you got to answer some questions to figure out who this one is. She is an admin of Andrea Perry's We'll Talk, We Talk. That is your first clue. Your second clue is she's a singer and a songwriter.
Okay.
And the third clue is she is 48 years old.
48?
Yes, ma'am. She is 48 years old.
I thought I knew who it was when you said she sings.
Mm-hmm. I know you did. I know you thought you knew.
Did I say it right? Fabiana, I think it is.
Ding, 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 ding.
Hi, beautiful.
How you been?
I'm great. You know you are special when he remembers your birthday and you're thinking in the back of your head that he's not going to get it or remember. But yes, you are definitely someone special. Of course, I've seen many segments with you speaking with Pastor here and all the other ladies on Saturdays. And I just want to say happy blessed cake day. May God bless you abundantly, not only on your birthday, not only this year, but until he returns.
Amen.
You will receive everything you speak. So let's speak positive. And yes, you're going to brag on God because guess what? You are here today.
Amen.
You are here today. So I thank you so much, Pastor James, for allowing me to be a part. And yes, I am 48. Oh, my daughter just turned 31.
And look as good as ever to God.
Oh, thank you.
So, let me tell you, when I came up with the idea to do this birthday celebration for you, I knew without a shadow of a doubt, I had to reach out to our two sisters, Tevis and Miss Fabiana.
Yeah.
I had to reach out to both of them.
Yeah.
But that ain't all that I reached out to.
Oh, goodness.
I got one more for you.
Okay.
This one, you ought to know pretty well. You have Minna one time. She is a mother. And she is also a therapist.
Jessica?
I gave it away when I said therapist. I gave it away when I said therapist.
Hey, girl. Hey, hey girl. Hello, and happy early birthday to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just want to come on here and just like everybody else, to shower you with love. I have missed seeing your face. Your presence has been missed.
Amen.
Yeah, you always have had an infectious spirit. Not to mention she's a boss lady, okay?
Amen. And she is. And she is.
I know maybe last year had a lot of ups and downs for you, but I'm hoping that this year brings you everything that you've been working hard for, because just because we're in the valley, the mountaintop is coming. So mm-hmm. I hope that everything that you want this year is you're blessed with, and that you are able to walk through this year with ease. And those roadblocks are moved, because I also know that you have been doing a lot for the kingdom of God and just for pouring out into others, into the community. You know, I know there was many a times we were having meetings and you were out feeding the homeless. So that says something about you. Like, she gonna get it done, okay? so yeah, but yeah, I just want to say I miss you. I have been thinking of you, and I hope you're doing well. And I see a glow on you, so I know you're doing well. But yeah, happy early birthday. And I, just like everybody else, I wish you nothing but the best and a great new year and a new chapter. And yeah.
Thank you so much, Jessica. Sue, I love you, girl. Yeah. You got a glow on you too with that pink. I don't know what that pink.
Well, I tried to get, this is the closest I had to purple. So I was trying to get.
Yeah, I messaged everybody and told them your favorite color is purple.
Yeah. Yeah. So I need to still invest in purple because, you know, a lot of purple. So yeah, this is the closest I had to it. So I tried to wear your favorite color.
Mm-hmm. I was wondering, I'm like, wait, James got on the purple. Purple. I'm sure Teva's going on the purple somewhere behind there.
Look,
I appreciate it. I love them glasses too, honey. But thank you so much for taking the time to come on and show your pretty face and stuff.
Of course.
Happy birthday. I appreciate it so much.
You're welcome.
So I guess it's my time to share some love with you. Where do I start with this one right here? If to only have known her for a couple of years, like literally, Daisy and I could write a book on each other, even though we've only known each other for a couple of years. And, you know, the way that we met is so crazy. We've already said that story a couple of times, but I'm not going to hold against her how we met. Because it was meant for God for us to link up and for us to be connected. So it was God's will. God had to allow something else to happen in order for us to connect and to link up. And when I tell y'all, within the last 2 years, I have seen such a glow and such a blossoming of Daisy, where like she is more on fire for God than I've seen her in years past. Like, I'll look at old photos that she sent me to use on flyers and I'll send them to her and I'll be like, sis, do you remember this? And she's like, oh my God, what was I going through when I sent you that to use on the flyer? Like, a few weeks ago, Daisy will tell you, she used to do promo spots for my show, where, like, she would promo, like, a lot of, like, the, where you could, like, be a blessing to the show, where, like, you could email us. I sent that to her, and she's like, just listening to that voice clip, I'm like, what was that young girl going through? When I was listening, and I'm like, the reason why I keep doing that is to show you how far God has brought you from. My sister Daisy told me when I first met her, I'm saved, but I'm from the east side of heaven. I'm from the Nuckety Buck tribe of heaven. Like, if they play with you, I'm coming 10 toes down behind you. And she meant that. She's that sister that was going to swing first, ask questions later. Now, my sister is that sister that's going to pray first and mm-hmm. ask questions later. Okay. So it's like, just to see the total transformation in her life, I'm just sitting back and I'm in amazement at what God is doing, like, through her. To even her coming on Real Talk Monday as a co-host, it was like the way that she even came on here, it was like perfect timing. God brought her on here at the exact time that I needed her the most. I will never forget it. The first episode of Real Talk Monday that you did with me was an episode where you was just a guest. And I remember, I'll never forget that episode. Anybody that knows me knows I'm a perfectionist to the core. And if anything is going wrong while I'm on live, it works my everlasting nerves. That night, Daisy will tell you, I couldn't get the live to sound right. The audio was lagging, video was lagging, everything, nothing was working right. So I was getting aggravated. This one right here started to get me laughing, to get my mind off the fact of I'm aggravated at this time. And I'm like, man, I'm supposed to be mad right now. Like, I ain't supposed to be laughing. I'm supposed to be upset right now. But God knew once again I was going to need a Daisy. Not only is she one of my co-hosts on Real Talk Monday, not only is she my big sister, but recently, she became my personal trainer. And when I tell you, this is payback for what you did to me on Saturday, because y'all, I'll kid y'all not, this girl's trying to kill me. But it's worth it. It's going to be worth it in the end. It is definitely going to be worth it in the end. And we appreciate her. And we love her for all that she does, because I tell people all the time, everybody ought to have a Daisy Mitchell in their life, but you can't have mine. So I appreciate you, sis. I love you. And at this time, we're going to turn the floor over to you, unless you have some words on tonight.
Where do I start? I was not expecting this at all. You came through really and surprised me this time, because like I mentioned before, I'm not on social media at all. I completely deleted my Instagram and my Facebook. So I'm like, no one's going to remember. He's not going to remember. Because you know, you got the Facebook reminder section that so, you know, when you gave me the flyer and told me what the topic was, I was like, I hope he does not. So this kind of really took me by surprise. When I got on here and saw you with that outfit on, I was like, what this man got? What is this man about to do? Not dress like that for no reason. But anyways, I'm so take back, because I was not expecting this. I was not expecting to see these beautiful ladies today. God knows exactly what you need when you need it. And the funny thing is, my family was asking me, and a bunch of people were asking me, what am I doing for my birthday? And I guess sometimes you may get so deep down into doing for people or just being there, just really honestly, I really was just basking in God and being at his feet. And so what I said was, I'm going out to dinner for my birthday, but anyone that comes, the theme is we're going to honor God for my life. And so I told them that if they do come, because a lot of my family isn't on the walk that I am, But if they do come, I don't want no gifts. I don't want no balloons. I don't want anything unless God does tell them to do those things. But I'm not accepting none of that. I just want for them to show up, and I want for them to tell and show and share two things that they are blessed that God has done for them in the past years. And so that's how I wanted to celebrate my birthday. I really wanted to honor God. I was really trying to live out the scripture where it says, in all things that you do, glorify and honor God. And so that's what I was planning to do for my birthday. So in a day today, I was off work for Martin Luther King for my job, and I was really going through it. Not in a way where I was sad or anything like that, or anything to do with my birthday, but just some things that I was seeking God for. And then you beautiful, amazing people came on here, and I wasn't expecting it. And so that's why I'm so taken back, because I really was not trying to celebrate me. But God knows how to show up and show me that because you're just all about me, I can send people at the right time to let you know that you're still on the right track and you could still be honored because I know where your heart is at. And so I just want to take this time to thank you, Tevis, Jessica, and Fabiana, for just taking the time out of your day to show your faces and to wish me happy birthday. I'm so honored and glorified to God that I get to even see 43, y'all, 43. And that's one of the things I was saying to God. I said, God, I know you're not a man of time. None of the things that man says has nothing to do with you. You don't care about age. You don't care about none of that. That has nothing to do with you. But I said, God, where my baby at? You listen. I said to him, I said, sir, I'm tapping close to that time where, you know, I seen something last night. It popped up on my phone talking about menopause. And I was like, the devil is a liar? And so that just, you know, I think a lot of people go through this around their birthday, especially with me being in the 40s. And so that was really the thing today. And then y'all showed up. I love y'all. Thank you so much. I needed this. And thank you. Thank you.
You are welcome. We love you. We appreciate you. And we just wanted to shower you with some love today, because you are always pouring out to everybody else. And today is dedicated to Daisy. Today, so was all about you. It's all about you. And of course, we're going to glorify God, but we're glorifying God because he gave us one of the best gifts that he could ever give us besides his son, Jesus Christ, was the gift of allowing you to be connected to all of us. Because I'm sure I'm not alone when I say that there has been a moment somewhere where Daisy has said something that has totally blessed you. Like, literally, it used to be back in the day, at random, I would text you and be like, sis, God said this. And you like, I need you and God to get out of my business. Whoop-de-whoop-de-whoop. Now, how the tables have turned. Like, I'll be at work and I'll go on my break, and I'll just be thinking about something. And literally, I'll get a text. Bro, God told me to tell you this. I'm like, I'm about sick of you and God being in my business, having conversations without me knowing it. I'm sick of it.
Yeah.
But we really thank God for the woman of God that you are, for your yes that you have given God with your YouTube channel ministry. I want you to give your YouTube channel out right now. That way I can put that in the comments. That way everybody can go out there and subscribe to your channel. Because you all, when I tell y'all, this girl right here will be dropping some gems in those YouTube videos. She goes in.
Okay, I'm going to just forewarn y'all. the last few videos aren't really feel good word, because I am, I allow God to use me to speak whatever he wants. I don't like delivering messages like that, but a lot of the last few videos are words of warning and judgment. I'm gonna just let y'all know that. So just, I honestly, if it was up to me, I would not be on YouTube. I would not be doing a YouTube. But in my time with God, he has instructed me to speak as he gives me utterance, regardless if it feels good or not. And so I just want to let y'all know, if you want to know what God is saying in this hour, that we all, including myself, need to be doing to get ready for the return of Jesus Christ, then go ahead, feel free to. If you're not ready to feel convicted, then you may want to like pull back a little bit. But yeah, so it's not like the average YouTube where I'm prophesying that you're about to get a house and the blessing and the breakthrough and all that other stuff. I'm not saying that those aren't needed too, but right now that's not what God has me saying. So the YouTube ministry, with that being said, is called Favor of God. Again, it's Favor. That's FAVERHER. Oh, sorry. I was reading something. Sorry. FAV hyphen up top HER of God. Just the way it's spelled out. I remember, speaking of what James was saying, I remember when he would ask me to do the shows, or other people would ask me to be a part of their shows. And when he asked me to do the Godly View, and as well as Real Talk, honestly, y'all, I used to run. No lie.
Y'all don't understand how many times I had to chase her down to get her to do these shows, but I digress.
When he asked Jessica and I think we shared the same sentiment. So Jessica has grown a lot too. Let me just tell y'all, okay? That's a fire. Okay, let me just tell y'all, Fabiana was already born a boss. You could tell. Fabiana already came into the world ready. Me and Jessica was just like, no. But I used to run. When people used to ask me to do shows, I'm like, you can't find somebody else? And I just knew that God was trying to get me to come from the back. Because in church, I grew up with serving in ministry, but I was always serving in the usher ministry way in the back. I didn't want to be in the front. I'm okay with helping in the back, cleaning the bathroom. That's me. Like, I do that even now. Anywhere I go, I'm always trying to be in the back to clean the bathroom. Do y'all need people to stay after and clean the church, or clean the building, or clean the reception hall, or whatever y'all need to be done? I don't need to be up front. And I know that God is pulling that out of me, because I used to run. That's why I tell y'all, if y'all go and really watch the YouTube, you will see from the first video to the last recent video how he made me watch them recently. And I see the transition and the change in me. You talking about how he brought me back to Jeremiah, where he talked about he didn't know how he had a stuttering problem. Was it Jeremiah? He had a stuttering problem. Was it Jeremiah, y'all?
He had a problem. Jeremiah didn't want to do it because of his age. Moses was a stutterer.
Right. And when he told me, he kept bringing me to that scripture. And I was just like, I don't have time to be talking to nobody that don't want to be helped. Stop. But I'm just saying, like, he really had to work through me big time, because even when James was trying to pull me out and I would do it, I would end up doing it because I felt like God was telling him, I would still go back. Like, even sometimes now I'm just like, I don't want to do this. Like, this is not, I don't want to do this, Lord. Like, find somebody else. But in the midst of it, I know recently he said to me, because I can be a very, I'm really bold at the end of the day. I'm bold and I don't filter. A lot of times I say, I'm confident with things that I say outside of my spiritual walk or my relationship with God, right? And so I heard the Spirit of the Lord said a few months ago to me, don't change that. I can use that. And I think that is why he has decided to use me, because I'm not timid. I'm not afraid, though I pull away, not because I'm afraid, but because I just, I didn't want to be in the front. I didn't have to be in the front. I can go and not record and feed the homeless. Like, I don't have to show everything. That's not what I want to do. And so he knows that, and he has spoken that to me and said, I can use you, because he know I'm going to say what he tell me to say, because I don't care what nobody else say. Because if that's what God is telling me to say, whoever else come to me and say otherwise, he know that I'm not going to be timid or be afraid of, you know, what people may say or think or whatnot. So I think that's why he kept chasing me down, y'all. But it's not an easy assignment. Okay, I say all that. Say that I have seen the growth and the change from when James used to always ask me to do these videos and these lives. And I was just like, I don't want to be seen.
Y'all, I remember back in the day, I was doing a prayer call on Fridays. One of the Fridays I did the prayer call, God had instructed me to get with my sister Daisy to allow her to lead it and to drop a word for the people on that call. When I first asked Daisy about it, her first answer was no. I don't want to. Within 5 minutes, I'm like, all right, that's fine. That's between you and God. That's fine. Within 5 minutes, I'm getting a text. You know I don't like you, right? Yeah, I'll do it. I said, all right, thank you. Then she got on there that Friday night. And when I tell y'all, she set the house in order. She set the house in order. So much to the point to where I had people that was on that prayer call messaging me in the background after that call, asking me, when is he coming back? When is he coming back? My opinion on Daisy, before I let these other ones leave you with some final remarks, I'll give you mine first. I've told you this before. Your story reminds me a lot of Joseph. You was out there. You was picked out to be chosen by God. You was discouraged by a lot of your people that was around you. But yet and still, God still used those same people around you, even without the pitfalls that they tried to set for you, without the straps that they tried to set for you, with all of the discomfort that you felt while you was there. You are now in that scripture where it said, what y'all meant for bad, God meant for good. That is where you're at right now. You can finally say, look, I know what y'all meant. I know y'all thought it was going to kill me. I know y'all thought it was going to be the death of me. But God turned it around and he blessed me with it. So we appreciate you, sis. I definitely love you. And please don't kill me for doing this tonight. But
I was going to work out.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I forgot about that. I'm going to let our sisters leave you with some words, starting with Fabiana, then we'll go to Tevis, and then we'll go to Jessica.
I am in awe, because the more I come in contact with the conversation about you, Daisy, I hear more of what God is doing. And as you were talking, he said you were picked for the purpose of pouring. You were picked for the purpose of pouring into others. That is your assignment. You're working in your assignment. Don't fear the assignment. And no, I was not born for this, because I'm bashful. I like to be behind the scenes, but if I have to take authority, I will. And I told a young lady the other day on the phone, she video called me. She was like, I haven't spoke to you in a long time. You came out of a group. And I said, because sometimes we have to know when to let things and people go. Mm-hmm. And if I find that people are constantly nudging me just to get a reaction, it's time to let that go, because now you're trying to take me back to a setting of where I pray God to get out of.
Yeah.
That means you want me to bite because you keep bothering with the rattlesnake. And I'm like, no, that's not me. So I just thank God for him putting me in a space, because we're all connected somehow, either Christian connections on Facebook, where Andrea Perry, Zakia, Claudia, all of us, we've been connected for years. I could say probably 8 to 10 years. We're all connected somehow, some way. And there's a reason. There's always a reason. And like I said, keep going. You were picked for the purpose of pouring. Do it as unto God.
Yeah.
That's what he wants you to do. Because sometimes the noise can irritate us. The noise can distract us. Block it out and keep going. Keep working your gift, what God has told you to do.
Wow. Thank you. That was confirmation. Okay.
Amen. Tevis, you're next.
Okay. So last year was probably the very hardest year of my life. And I say that not with any more than what it is, because I definitely know that there's people in the world that's going through way worse than me, way worse than what I experienced. And so to say that, that if I didn't know God before last year, which I did, but I definitely got to know him much better through those trying times. We all have our own personal battles, how we choose to fight them, how we choose to recover from them, how we choose to speak in the midst of them. Let me tell you, God will zip your lips sometimes so quickly that when it's said and done, I was just like, that ain't how I would have handled that. When I say I was disrespected to the utmost, which is a major trigger for me. And in those moments, my lips were sealed. That was nobody but God. So I say that to say that God brings people into our life for a reason, season, and a lifetime. Sometimes when he feels like we may be forgetting about him, he'll figure out a way to resurface himself in a way that we bring him back to the forefront of our life. If I did, and I didn't feel like I was not acknowledging him, because I feel like I do it often, but there must have been something that was not my final destination, that situation, right? That was not my final place. And so, you know, when we are moving in this life, I can say for myself and for each of you ladies on here and gentlemen that knowing God and who holds our truth, who holds our guidance, who's our doctor, our lawyer, our teacher, preacher, all things. Following him and my family introducing me to God is the best gift that anybody could ever give. So walk in your truth. Don't water yourself down to appease other people. Do we grow? Do we mature in how we respond? Absolutely. Should we? Absolutely. Can we lead godly and still get our point across? Absolutely. Right. Do that. Continue to do that. Continue to spread your word in the way that God leads you to spread it. We are all vessels here on this earth to share in the way that he sees fit. It doesn't have to look the same. It's not one size fit all. Right. We may ruffle feathers. We may fluff feathers, right? Whatever it may be, it is for you and God and whoever is there to listen. So I just want to encourage you to continue to be the woman that you are. Walk with confidence. Have faith and believe. It doesn't matter your age. When God is ready for you to be a mother and a wife, he will present that to you. So don't let that weigh on you. He is a miracle worker. Okay. He is a miracle worker. And I know that for a fact. So just stand true in who you are, Daisy, and continue to love God and yourself unconditionally and speak your truth and live out loud. Don't dim your light.
Amen. Preach, girl.
Wow. I don't know how I'm going to follow everybody up, but the sermon this past Sunday was about sharpening your skills. Like we talk about our weaknesses, and which we're supposed to boast in them, but also God, you know, he strengthens us to do all things through that, but you can sharpen your skills. So everything that like Fabian was saying that I heard discussed here were your skills. And it sounds like you are really putting forth the effort and sharpening those skills. So you are reaching more people than you think you're going to reach, because you are using your talents, your gifts, the things that he gifted you with, the being outspoken, knowing when to step back, knowing when to come forward. Those are all the gifts that he has put in you, and you're using them how he intended you to use them. And so I think that, again, like my hope for you is this year is that you step into everything that you are called to have, because you have took the time to refine yourself in him and what he has wanted from you all along. And so he's going to place everything that you have through his will come to in your path. And so I pray that you walk into all that this year.
Amen. Amen. Y'all just preach.
Okay. And very last thing that we got for you tonight is this right here. Mm-hmm. You all, I know that I normally don't ask this, but this right here, this is good ground to sow into. So I want you all to definitely, please, ma'am, please, sir, be a blessing to this woman of God right here. If it's $3, if it's $1, it doesn't matter. If it's $43, it doesn't matter. Be a blessing to her so that she knows that we appreciate everything that she is doing. We appreciate her yes to God. We appreciate her taking time out of a busy day, but she could be doing something else, to completely say yes to God and surrender to his will and to his way. So, sis, I'm going to turn it over to you before we close out. It's all on you.
Each one of you ladies said on your clothing words really answered questions that I had before God today. And I came close. I came really, really, really close, because I was supposed to go to the gym today with my mother and I didn't end up going because I didn't feel like it. And I was really close to telling James, like, James, I don't know if I can do it today. And it's just like the spirit of the Lord just kept saying, no, you're going to do the show. And I see why he kept pushing
I'm me. Glad the spirit of the Lord told you that, because I would hate to have to send out these texts like, look, no way.
He allowed me to cancel on my, he told me, he was like, rest. He allowed me to cancel going to the gym, my mom and I gym date, but he wouldn't allow me to cancel our show because I was really close to telling him I'm not up for it. And so, but he wouldn't let me. I couldn't bring myself to doing it. And I see why, not only because of, you know, my pre-birthday, but you ladies answered every question that I had for him on today. Every question that I had before him. Fabiana, you mentioned something about, or was that Tavis? I'm not sure. The noise. Was that you? You know, when you're really doing the work for the Lord, the enemy can come and try to send distraction and speak other than what you know God initially showed you and told you. And I know my father's voice. So I know what he told me. And just lately, I can't bring myself to do any more videos since I've done my last video was on the 30th of December, 31st of December. And I was battling. I was like, am I doing the right thing? Did I tell myself to do this? And I had all these questions. I was like, God, I don't want to be out of alignment with you. Father, I don't want to be someone as, you know, just doing something because I think that's what you're telling me to do, but I want to fully be in your presence and I fully want to be in alignment. It's important to be in alignment with you because if I'm out of alignment, then there's no protection there. And I was just like, God, just send a word, send something, because I know your voice, but right now I feel like the enemy is trying to distract me and trying to discourage me, really, having me thinking I'm not doing what I know the Lord told me to do. And I even asked him, like you guys both said, all three of you guys actually said, I was like, what is my purpose? What did you create me on this earth to do for the purpose for the kingdom of God? Am I doing that? I feel like I'm stuck. I feel I had all these, and don't that sound like the enemy? Confusion, because that's not from God. The confusion and the fear and all this other stuff, we know that's from the enemy because God didn't create the spirit of fear. So I knew what it was, but I couldn't shake it. And then I get on here tonight and y'all just confirmed a whole bunch of stuff. So to God be the glory. You see how he turned it back around? Though y'all celebrating me, he still gets the glory because he aligns and he time managed everything. You hear what I'm saying? Even in something that I didn't expect, something as my pre-birthday, which I didn't even want to celebrate. And that's another reason why I kind of felt like James was going to do something, but I wasn't sure. And I was just like, Dad, I just don't want to. I just want to sit at your feet. Okay. I just want to lay at your feet. And he was like, but I want to bless you too. And I'm so happy I decided to be obedient and, just allow you guys to share these things because it answered my questions. Amen. That I didn't really hear him because the enemy was overpowering that. And he just kept saying, but you know my voice and you know what I told you. You've been doing this now for a year. Why now are you going back and forth with it? And let's be real. We got all these fake people getting on YouTube, getting on Facebook, saying that the Lord said this and that. And it's been on the rise. And the enemy perverted my ear and my eye to lay on so many of those videos while I was trying to post my YouTube. And I was like, and it just, something got in my spirit. And I was just like, God, am I really speaking from you? Am I making this stuff up? And I'm like, but I don't want to do this. And normally that's the people that really do legit really be speaking for the Lord. If you don't want to do it, I don't want to do it, but I'm doing it because I know that's what the Lord has told me to do. But y'all, this was right on time. This was right on time.
And one last thing before we close out. I remember last night, I texted you and Tevis an opportunity.
Oh yeah,
that we was given, and both of y'all was like, "If God is saying yes, go on ahead and go for it. Go on ahead and go for it. If God is saying yes, go on ahead and go for it." Yeah. I thank God that I read the fine print of what was being offered to us, because as I read that fine print, I see the text to Tevis and Daisy. I'm like, "The devil and his mama is alive," because. There ain't no way we agreeing to this at all. And it was like, it's just funny how God will like align everything and get everything right back in order. Because let's be real, God's timing is perfect timing. And I don't know why y'all always think I got something up my sleeve. And it's the way that Jessica and Daisy are looking at me right now, like I.
As you do.
I think James go to bed like this. Let me see what I'm going to do tomorrow. Whose birthday is coming up?
I will be Daisy, honest.
I also want to tell Daisy, it is okay to receive love.
Amen.
Amen.
It's okay because One thing we don't want to do, somebody's blessing you, you're going to block their blessing.
Come on.
You don't want to be in the way.
What the pastor say, be a conduit. Let it flow.
Mm-hmm.
Let it flow. You bless others, let people bless you.
Exactly. You deserve it. You deserve this. And to answer your question that you asked, where you said, do I just have everybody's birthdays on my phone on a notepad? If you are a part of Women's AC3 Ministries, I have your birthday on a notepad. So I will let that out now. Yeah. Yep, I do.
Dang.
I do.
James is too funny. I want to pour love on James. He has, talking about purpose pusher, that's Andrea too. But James is the male version of a purpose pusher. When I tell you, James is like the fly that you just want to slap with the fly swapper that won't leave you alone, but he pushes you with love. And he pushes you with such, there's no hidden agenda behind it. There's no, he's not afraid of you being better, not saying that I am or anyone, but he's not afraid of anyone being better than him. He just wants to pull them out of a place where God gives them this eye to see beyond their shyness or beyond them being in the back and serving in the back. And he just will really pull you into a place where you're not comfortable, but he knows that's what you should be doing. And God uses him that way. And I'm just so honored that I met him in the messy way that we met each other. And God gets all the glory for it, because if it wasn't for that messy situation, you know, James, did we ever tell that story?
We have not told that story, but we got time today. We got a little bit of time. We can tell that story.
We did a long time ago.
Yeah, but I don't think Real Talk Monday has heard that story.
I haven't heard it.
Oh, you want to tell it?
Me either.
So, okay. So, Daisy was a part of she was an admin in a singles group.
Claudia's group.
Yep, Claudia's group. And, they was doing a challenge called the Love is Blind challenge. She was on. And she partnered me up with this sweet young lady. She partnered me up with her, and the first couple of weeks, everything was going good. Everything was going fine. It was going great. Fast forward, boom, when I tell you the true colors started coming out, to the point to where I had to message Daisy. I'm like, look, I don't know what to do in this situation. Like, I'm confused. Like, she's giving me mixed signals. Like, what do I do right here? And at that point, what God did was, from one conversation, basically, between me and Daisy, we became prayer partners. Then from that came the godly view. And one last thing to spread love on Daisy, to pour into her. I got sick with COVID when COVID was pretty much at the beginning stages. Jessica knows, will remember this. I got sick with it, and at that time, Daisy was in the group chat with us on We'll Talk Monday, and automatically, I shot not We'll Talk Monday, but with the Godly View, and I shot a text to the group. I'm like, y'all, I have officially became sick with COVID. Just give me a couple of days, though, and I'm going to be back. I'm going to be back ready to work. Andrea Perry was the first one telling me, you ain't doing nothing, you sitting down somewhere. Janine was the second one to tell me, no, you're not. I will take over producing and you're going to get your rest. Daisy was the one that, while I'm laying in the bed, while I am sick, Daisy is the one that is texting me every day. making sure I'm doing what the doctors told me I'm supposed to be doing, making sure I'm getting up, making sure that I'm doing this, making sure I'm doing that. And from that moment on, it built a bond that nobody could ever break between us. And God used a situation that some would say I should have never been in, but what I will say is I had to be in order to get to meet a Daisy Mitchell. So that's the story on that. That is the PG story of what happened. That is the PG story. If y'all want to know the real story, stay on here after the show and I will tell y'all the real story. But we cannot release the real story right now.
Listen, let me just say this, y'all. I had to pair them up together because there was nobody else left. Let me just say that. Listen, there were more
women than there was
guys than girls, and it was just like it was hard. So I had to pair them up together. I didn't purposely mean to do that, James.
Mm-hmm.
Try to hurt my brother. But yeah, I didn't have a choice. I had to do something. But it worked out for the good and the glory.
Yeah, it did. It worked out for the good in the end. So that's what we're gonna give God glory and God praise for, him, is that it worked out for the good in the end. So you all, we appreciate you all coming on tonight. We appreciate you all watching us on live tonight. And let's continue to show love to Daisy for the rest of this month. We're going to make this not only Daisy Day, but we're going to make this Daisy Month for the full month to spread love to her, show her love, and let her know how much she means to us. So we love you, sis. We appreciate you. And we'll see y'all next week. Peace. God bless y'all.
Bye. Bye.